community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Right, this is Josh from the Brentwood Gazette. You're going to tell us, going to give us a sneak preview of exactly what's going on in the Brentwood Gazette tomorrow morning, aren't
you? That's absolutely right, yeah.
So what have you got on your front page, Joss?
What we've got on our front page, we've got the fly tipping epidemic that's been sweeping through Brentwood, unfortunately.
I hate it. You go, I mean, sometimes you drive around a corner and you see there's just a fridge sitting on the corner of a road. Just a fridge. I've seen it. Yeah. Just a fridge. And you go, why has somebody just dumped their fridge? What's the tip's down the road. Why don't you just drive down there and put it in there?
Well, I think the origin has been the recent closure of Crown Corner Recycling Point over at Kelvedon Hatch.
Yeah.
Basically, that was a notorious spot for fly tipping.
Yeah.
The council actually used to spend nearly £16,000 a year.
Are you joking?
No, I'm not, unfortunately.
What a waste of money.
They used to spend nearly £16,000 a year clearing up the fly tip waste. Residents were complaining because there was everything from fridge freezers, as you mentioned, to kind of mattresses and all sorts being dumped there. So that got closed down in September. But what's happened since that got closed down is that the other recycling points around Brentwood are kind of now being targeted, and people who used to fly are suddenly inundating these other recycling points. And basically, we've taken some quite shocking pictures over at Mount Nessing Recycling Point.
Really?
And yeah, we've seen everything from mattresses to front doors to planks of wood to just old clothes, really, dumped there. And so we've spoken to councillors, because it wasn't just at Mount Nessing, we found it in various sites across Brentwood that people were dumping sort of weird and wonderful types of waste, really, illegally. And you know, we've gone to councillors and spoke to them about what they're going to do about it, really. And who aren't happy. So the council, I think, have got a meeting coming up in November where they're going to discuss what action to be taken. But certainly something that is unpleasant. No one likes to see.
No, and that's right. It creates such a mess, doesn't it?
It certainly does. And yeah, but the situation's a bit of a mess, if I'm being totally honest. So it's going to be interesting to see how they go about combating it. I mean, one thing that's been mooted is kind of possibly bringing in kind of covert CCTV to maybe catch people.
Yeah, but what a waste of money having to spend something to stop people doing something that they shouldn't be doing to stop. I mean, that's ridiculous,
exactly.
Really.
I mean, you want to talk about a waste of money. You think the £16,000 spent on Crown... throughout the whole year, Brentwood Borough Council spends over £600,000.
No.
Clearing up rubbish, fly tip rubbish, and just litter across the area. Now,
that's just disgusting. That's not, obviously, the council have to do it. I'm not saying the council are in
council,
the wrong.
The council have to do it, but I mean, they would love to spend the money on things that the people of Brentwood will enjoy more. But unfortunately, that is what's going on at the moment. That's how much money they're having to spend on it. So yeah, we've spoken to councillors and
that's terrible.
Got their view on it, and they really want to crack down on this.
I can imagine they do. That's a lot of money.
It certainly is, yeah.
Every single year, that's a lot of money. You mentioned before we went on air that you've had a chat with one of the X Factors.
Yeah, I would say probably the star of this week's opening show.
Really?
Now, I might be being biased there because she's obviously a local girl and she happens to be on my news patch, which is Billericay, and I've spoken to her a few times prior to her getting through to the live show.
Well, who is it? You haven't told me who it is.
It's Miss Lauren Platt.
Lauren Platt!
Former Billericay School student, recently turned 17. I know you've had her in on Phoenix FM.
Yeah, we have, yeah.
As well. Yeah, so she took to the stage down in London for the first X Factor live show on... We caught with her on Monday. I think it's fair to say she was one of the standout performers from the weekend. She sang Happy by Pharrell Williams.
Yeah.
And it went down so well, in fact, that her rendition of the song actually made it up to number 13 on the iTunes chart.
Oh, really? Because they do. You can actually download.
Yeah, you can download every single
which is
artist's.
A very clever move.
Yeah,
very
you can
clever move.
You can download every single artist's rendition of whatever song they choose to do on the night. But Lauren's was the only one who that troubled the charts in any way, actually getting into the top 20. So we talked to her about that. She got to meet Pharrell Williams. She got to hang out.
Did she?
Yeah. He was you know, that was certainly an interesting experience, and she and he actually paid tribute to kind of the way she'd interpreted the song, which she obviously was buzzing about. And
now, how does this is what I want to know, because for a performer performing a song, it's never the same. They don't think it went the same way as the audience perceived that it went, and the audience with perception is the right way. But she could go, oh, I hit that note wrong, I hit this note wrong, it wasn't the best one I'd done. Did you speak to her about how she thought it actually went?
I think she was really pleased with how it went.
Fantastic.
I mean, she's spoken to me in the past, and although she's actually been praised for her confidence on stage, she actually feels as though she quite a lot throughout the competition, but she feels since she's gone into the X Factor house and she's been working obviously more closely with her mentor Cheryl,
yeah,
and the rest of the team back there, they've actually really made her a lot more of a polished performer, and she's a lot more confident within herself. And I think apart from maybe I don't know if you watched the show on Saturday, apart from maybe Andrea the Italian singer,
I did see Andrea. I think the man's got an amazing voice,
but I think you know, she was probably the next best performer up there with him. And I think if the first week is anything to go by, she's going to be around in the competition for a long time to come. And I asked her if she thought she obviously wouldn't be drawn on that, but
yeah, yeah.
I think she's definitely got the potential to be there in the last stages.
Well, to be honest with you, looking for a career out of this has got very little to do with that competition. It's what happens after the competition that matters. And anybody with any intelligence will use the competition as a showcase to show what they can do, and hopefully, fingers crossed, they'll get picked up by the right management, which is very important, and then taken along the journey from there, because you've got the rest of your life. It's not just about this competition, it's about the rest of your life.
To be fair, we've seen it time and time again on X Factor. It's not always the person or act who wins who turn out to do the best out of it. I mean, One Direction too badly for themselves, yep, and they didn't actually win the programme. So that's just one example.
Exactly.
And some of the winners don't always go on to have the success that people perhaps envisage for them, but I think certainly Lauren's going to get something out of this.
Well, fingers crossed
whether she wins
it or
not. Yeah.
Now, talking about winners and success, I know you got in tomorrow's edition, you spoke to Nev from the call centre.
Yes, Nev Wilshire. Scary, scary man. 6 foot plus.
Was he in your face?
He was. He was certainly in my face, yeah. At times I felt like I was being interviewed, I've got to be honest.
He comes across as that sort of character on TV. And I don't mean any disrespect towards Ned by this, but he does come across as a bit of a David Brent Wally type.
Well, the thing is, I don't think you might say that about him. I don't think he would care. In fact, I know he wouldn't care, because I asked him, what do you think of people who criticise the way you are on the show? And he said, you know, I can't actually quote what he said on air.
Really? Is it?
He said he wasn't too fussed about that. But, yeah, he was giving me... He's teamed up with local councillor Russell Quirk and his online estate agents, eMove.
Yeah, yeah.
Because basically his company, Saving Britain Money, a variety of home services. So the idea is that Russell and him will share clientele, essentially. But aside from that, I was obviously talking to him about the call centre and his involvement on that. And I kind of asked him what do you need to be a good salesperson? And he was kind of saying, it's not just about business. Life is about selling. Everything's about selling.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, straight up, he just went, he said to me, have you got a girlfriend? And I was like, well, unfortunately not at the moment. And he just went, well, you're not selling yourself well enough, are you then? I was just like, okay then, mate. But yes. Anyone who's single out there, Nev says you're not selling yourself well enough.
But then again, there is laws to stop people from selling themselves, to be honest. That's the sort of area we don't want to get involved into. Well, Josh, thank you very much for coming in, and we're going to see all that tomorrow in the Brentwood Gazette. You're going to come back next week and have a chat with us?
It might not be myself,
okay,
but it'll certainly be one of the team, and yeah, I'm sure we'll have a new paper with a host of new stories and different stories for you next week.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.